દાનીના બાંધે એની ફોર્મમાં કી બિગિનિંગ
થેન્ક
કુમારના Kumarata means the incarnation of God in the form of property. Then, Brahmavata is the incarnation of God in the form of womb. Then, Lishimavata, incarnation of God is half man and half man. Then, incarnation of Vamana, Dua, Brahmi. The next incarnation is Parashurama. And the next incarnation, Lord Ramchandra. He was part of the story of Ramayana. That is the activity of Lord Ramchandra. Last yesterday, we observed the birth ceremony of Lord Rama. And then, incarnation of Balarama. And the next incarnation is Lord Buddha. And we are awaiting another incarnation as the last stage of this Kali Yuga. This age is called Kali Yuga. So, about Lord Buddha, we have a nice prayer. Ninnati yadda vidhe raha suti jatam sadaya hidaya kar sita pasu bhatam Kesava Dhuta Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. This song was sung by a great Vaishnava poet, Jaya Goswami. So, the purpose of this verse, Sanskrit verse is, Kesava Dhuta Buddha Sarira. My dear Krishna, Kesava means Krishna. You have assumed the form of Lord Buddha. And what is your function? Nindati jagdavide rahaha stuti jatam. In the Vedic literature, there are numerous prescription of sacrifice. And in some of the sacrifices, animal sacrifice is also recommended. So, that animal sacrifice does not mean to kill the animal. Animal sacrifice means to prove the strength of baby things. So that one old animal is put into the fire and he is given again a new life, a renewed life. Just so, to show the potency of the king, baby king. But in these days, Kali Yuga, those sacrifices are forbidden. So, Lord Buddha, when he saw that people are sacrificing animals in the name of religious rituals, without any pity for them, at that time, Lord Buddha appeared. Therefore, it is stated, Sadaya Vidaya Dharu Sita Vasu Bhata. My dear Lord, you have appeared as Lord Buddha, just being compassionate to the poor and Lord Buddha preached Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. The best remedial principle is to become long-haired. He preaches to Radhakrishna that if somebody hurts you, you kill them. Then why do you kill other animals and put it into painful condition? So don't do this painful life. That was the main principle of philosophy that is preached. You are Hindu, Kshatriya, Hindu prince, born in a Kshatriya family, and you are praying a very luxurious life. So, as young man, when he saw an old man, and he traveling, walking with great difficulty, he asked his servant, what is this? Why this man is walking in this way? He was explained that this is old age, and in old age, everyone has to become like this. So he at once left home and sat down in Gaya Pradesh, a province in Bihar, in India, and he began to meditate how to make solution of this old age. So, there are four problems in the Bhagavad Gita. It is mentioned that Jaramamitya Jarabhyasi Dukkho Dukhani Darsanam. If you are actually intelligent, then you must keep these four problems before you. Do not think that the problems of life are caused by material advancement. Do not think that by building, constructing skyscraper houses, the problems of life are solved. No. The problems of life are these four principles. But death, old age, and disease. If you cannot solve these problems, then your problems of life remain the same. The solution of the problem, just like our bodily demands, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and making, ahara nidra bhayam punancha shavanam etat pasubhi nanaram. The problems of eating, problems of sleeping, problems of defending, and problems of making or set life. These problems are there in the animal life or among living entities lower than the human being. But those problems have formed automatically by laws of nature. The birds, bees, they are also eating. They have no choice but it. They are also sleeping. And they are having their mate and such life. And they are also defending in their own way. Human form of life, the most developed consciousness, intelligence, if we are also busy in solving these problems of life, namely eating, sleeping, defending and mating, then we are not very much advanced than the animals. Because they have got these problems and they are trying to solve them. So what advancement we have made, we human beings? We claim to be superior, to possess superior consciousness, and how we are utilizing our consciousness and superior intelligence. Simply, just like animals, that requires meditation. That requires meditation. What is actually the problem? So, the meditation means what I am. If you think, meditate, that am I this body, then you will come to understand that I am not this body. If you think, just to see your hand, am I this hand, am I this finger, am I this leg, am I this body, am I this head, every point you analyze, you say, it is my hand, it is my finger, it is my head, it is my everything mine. And where is I? That you have to find out by meditation. Where is I? That is answer in the Bhagavad Gita. How it is answered? It is said that avinashi tatavidhi yena sarvam idam tatam. One thing, avinashi and another vinashi. Avinashi means idam and vinashi means perishable. So this body is perishable, everyone knows. Either this young body or old body, or child's body, or boy's body, anyone's body, today, tomorrow, or 100 years after, or 50 years after, it is perishable. There is no doubt about it. But that is that thing imperishable. That imperishable is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Jena Sarvamidam Tatam. That thing is imperishable, which is spread all over your body. That is very easy to understand. What is that? If you pinch your body, any part of your body, you feel pain. That means your conscious. Your consciousness is imperishable. The body is changing. When you took your birth from the mother's womb, you are a small child. But perhaps you may remember your childish activity. The consciousness is the same, but the body has changed. The body has changed. If you have not half memory, you can remember so many things of your past life. And that means the consciousness is the same, but body is changing. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Dehinasmi Dathadehi Komaro Dehana Jara. Tathādhyāndaraṁ prāpti hīrat-tattva namunyati. Tathmin dehe, in this body, there is one thing which is the provider of the body. And that provider of the body, due to the presence of the provider of the body is changing from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old age. And when it is too old, when it is not useful anymore, you have to change another body that is not there. So here is Satana Miyati, one who is intelligent, one who is in the knowledge, he is not useless. He sees that every second, every moment, the body is changing, and the last phase of change is called death. So these answers are there in the Bhagavad Gita. The problem of life is that how to stop the changes of one. Because it has been spoken that thing which is not changing, unchangeable, that is so, and it does. Avinashi to Tadavinti, that is Vidhan. Now, if there is any possibility of getting eternal body or not? Yes, there is possible. That is happening in the Bhagavad Gita. How we can get eternal, blissful, all knowledge body? Satchitananda Vigraha. This body is not eternal. Neither it is blissful, neither it is full of knowledge. It is full of ignorance, it is temporary, and all is miserable. People say, now we are very happily living, that is maya, that is illusion. Lord Buddha's teaching is that he was free, and there was no want in his life. He was luxuriously living. But he left home for meditation. Therefore, he understood that I am not living comfortably. Please understand, when you can understand that this life, this material life, is not at all comfortable, it is full of misery. But that is called Buddha, intelligence. Buddha means intelligence. And if you are thinking that I am living very comfortably, I am very happy, that is called maya, illusion. Actually, we are always in miserable condition. In the Vedic language, the miserable condition has been described in three ways. Abhyasik, Adhibhogik, and Adhidevi. Neither is due to the condition of this body and due to the condition of the mind. Sometimes you feel headache. This is due to the body, gross body. And sometimes you feel morose. This is due to the mind. The mind is not in quite order. Similarly, this is called Shakti. Then Adhibhogik. Neither is inflicted by others. Others is an enemy. Some of your enemies, just like somebody murdered somebody. But this is misery inflicted by other enemies. The mosquito bite, the bug bite, or the tiger attack. So many living entities there are always busy to inflict misery. This is called Adhibhogik. And there is another misery which is called Adhidvayi. Nature disturbs. All of a sudden there is aspect, there is feeling, there is succulent. In which you have no control. In every misery, there is no control. Ultimately, all the miseries are, I have to say, summarized in four things. The misery of birth, we do not have forgotten. How much miserable condition we pass during our stay in the womb of mother. In a suffocated condition, you just imagine. Some of you might have seen the picture how the child melts within the womb of the mother. It is airtight sac. And there are many germs who are biting the delicate skin of the child. And when the child is little grown up at 7 months, it feels too much pain. Therefore, the mother can feel that the child is moaning. It wants to come and pray. One he is fortunate, he can say to God, please, give me relief from this condition. This time I shall try my best not to come again in this position of life. So there is serious pain above. Similarly, there is serious pain during death. And for disease and old age, everyone has got experience. When your disease is simple, if you have got some headache. So these miseries are there always. If we forget, and if we think that we are living very comfortably, this is called illusion. So, we have to prepare for eternal life, blissful life, and life full of knowledge. If we do not do that, then our this human form of life is missing. It needs you. That is the law of faith. Not only of Lord Buddha, but Lord Caitanya, Shankaracharya, or Lord Jesus Christ, anyone he said, nobody will recognize that you make your plan and live in this material world very happy. Nobody has recognized. Everyone has said that this life is the preparation stage of your next fresh life. If you do not believe in that, if you think that this life is the next, this world happy by arrangement, by scientific advancement, that is not possible. That is not possible, it is crazy. And very clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita, David Jiva Dhamani, Mamaya Jurapaya, Mamaya Prabhadante, Maya Vitam Parantite. It is very difficult to surmount the stringent laws of materialism. It is not possible. If you surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is possible. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement. It is based on authentic scriptures and experience and recommended by personalities like Lord Caitanya, Ramanuja Acharya, and many scholars and devotees. So, we are spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement means the teachings of Bhagavad Gita in practical demonstration of life. So, we are requesting you to study this movement, and it is very easy. It is, you do not require any big qualification to understand this movement. Anyone, even a child, can take part in this movement. We have got practical experience. When you chant, even children, they also say, they also chant, they also dance. So, we request you that on this day, or future day, of Lord Buddha's birthday, that is it, Lord Buddha laid down the basic principles of meditation. That people should not forget the ultimate goal of life. They should meditate upon what is the mission of my life, what is the end of my life. Not that just like animals we shall spoil our life simply by eating, sleeping, or such life or so-called events. We may discover so many depending instruments or weapons, but there is no defense from the cruel hands of death. However, you may be advanced in manufacturing so many nice things. You cannot manufacture anything which can save you from death or from disease or from old. These primary principles of life should be understood, and if there is any possibility to make a solution of these four things, then it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahutrisasondriya Dukhanam Akashatam Nagnuvanti Mahatmana Kansiddhi Paramangataha. The Lord says that one who comes to me, Mahamukhi, he hasn't got to come back to this condition of miserable life. Dukkhalan akhasa. And if anyone agrees, all right, let it be miserable or pleasant, I don't mind. I want to remain here. Just like there are many scholars and many new cities, older, they say that he wants to remain in this world happy. But he is going to allow you to remain in this world. He will not be allowed. Even if he agrees that in spite of all miserable conditions, I shall be happy to live in this world. But nature will not allow you to live. Immediately, as soon as there is thought that you have to leave this place immediately. Oh, I have manufactured these things so nicely, I have got this good apartment, dress, and my wife and children. How can I live? Yes, you must live. There is no time immediately. So we are going to allow to live, even if you think that I can live. In spite of all miseries. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Dukhanam Khadamastam. This place is full of misery, at the same time, it is not allowed to remain here permanently. So, the solution is, as Bhagavad Gita says, the Mahamukhesha Pontya Dukhanam Khadamastam, Nabhivanti Mahatman. Mahatma means a person who is broad-minded. Broad-minded means he is not, his intelligence is not seeing that he is satisfied with this material world full of misery. He wants to go to the light of either just as the Veda says, Tamasuma, Jyotirgama, Jyoti Brahma, don't remain in this darkness, come out for the light. So one who wants to go out to the light, he is called Mahatma. And in Bhagavad Gita, there are so many instances, so many instructions about this. And the last instruction is, Sarvadhammaham Paritrajyamanam Saranam Vraja, Ahamkaram sarvapapirbhaya mokhaishkhani mahati. The Lord says that if you surrender unto me, giving up all carnal things, then I take charge of you. Mahati, there is no question of anxiety. So, we are teaching the same principles of Bhagavad Gita, that let us surrender unto Krishna, and this process is very easy. We simply chant the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. It is not very difficult problem. Anyone, you have seen it practically, although if Hare Krishna chant is Sanskrit, chant, still as soon as you chant it, perhaps I am here, the only Indian who can pronouncing Sanskrit, that you are all Americans, you are to join with us, and your practical experience that everywhere we join, everyone can join this chanting of Hare Krishna. So it simply requires our movement is to request person that you please chant the Hare Krishna, and if you go on chanting, you will find the solution of your life very easy. There is no expenditure and there is no loss. But even if you chant Hare Krishna, nobody will object. There is no tax. But if there is some gain, why don't you try to achieve it? Just make an experiment for 1 week. John, as many times as he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And you find so many things in you in your life. That is practical experience, and if you try to chant, you will also see. And I shall be very glad if you join with this chanting again, when we shall perform again, and you shall join with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you.